And of course, we got a great show lined up for you here today. In the first segment, I'm going to be discussing who won the trade between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Los Angeles Lakers. Then in the second segment, I'm going to bring on a young lady who works also in the fitness field, and she's going to give a little background about what she's doing and where she works. And I'll give you a quick clue. Your boy, the coach, attends one of her gyms, and in let me tell you, the workouts are really great. Then in the third segment, I'm going to be analyzing and breaking down this disturbing interview that came from your boy, yours truly, Johnny Football Manziel, as he's trying to politic to get back into the NFL. But is he doing the right thing? I'll be giving my analytic on his interview. Then in the last segment, Jackie will be joining me and giving her new fitness tip of the week in every way, because we don't play. You know what I'm saying? Just joking around. So with that, I hope the weather and everything is doing fine with you out there. I hope you're not burning up or freezing to death like we are down here. I keep thinking that the weather is going to warm up, because years and years as time go by here in South Texas, we have gotten so accustomed to the weather being warm and staying warm most of the year around. But actually this year it has been much cooler or colder than what it has been in the past. So with that being said, it is now time to jump into The quote of the day. And the quote of the day comes from a very successful former head coach that used to coach for the Green Bay Packers, Vince Lombardi.
What the hell's going on out here?
And it is, the successful man is himself. To be successful, you've got to be honest with yourself. And once again, the successful man is himself. To be successful, you got to be honest with yourself. And that came from former head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Vince Lombardi. And that is so true. A lot of people in this world are trying to take advantage of you and think that you need them to survive. But if you are confident and you know how to stand on your own two feet, 10 toes down, you have to stand by what you believe in. Don't let someone else try to come in and tell you what you're doing is not going to work, or it's not valuable, or it means nothing. Your goals and your dreams are valuable because you believe in them. And don't let no one tell you different. And now let's hook up into our first segment. What I want to talk about is the NBA trades that went on last week. And the main one I want to talk about was the one between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Los Angeles Lakers. And the reason why I want to talk about this one, because it was quite interesting. The Cleveland Cavaliers traded their starting point guard, Isaiah Thomas, and a forward off the bench, Shannon Frye, and a 2018 first round pick to the Los Angeles Lakers for guard Jordan Clarkson, who is originally from here in San Antonio, Texas, and forward Larry Nance Jr. Now, the reason why I want to discuss this trade and go into a little detail, because it's very interesting. As you all know, in the beginning of the season, Cleveland had acquired Dwayne Wade, a guard from the Chicago Bulls, but you may have known him more from the Miami Heat. They had acquired Jay Crowder, a small forward from Boston, Derrick Rose, a point guard from the New York Knicks, and several other guys, including Isaiah Thomas, the point guard from the Boston Celtics.
Oh, wow. We're looking like an all-star team, buddy.
But the chemistry just wasn't there. They could not have the players come together and make everything work. So with that, I guess Cleveland just got frustrated in the front office there, and they just decided, they just started trading everybody, started sending everybody out the door. They got rid of Dwayne Wade. And of course, they got rid of the young man that I just said, Isaiah Thomas, Channing Frye, and half of the team is gone. Now, the reason why I want to talk about this with the Lakers trade is because for the Lakers, I think this was a good thing because Isaiah Thomas and Channing Frye, who they pick up, are both on expiring contracts, meaning that their contract ends once the basketball season is over with.
Interesting.
And as you all know, if you've been watching the standings, my Lakers, who are in 11th place, are not going to make the playoffs. We are like 8 games under 500. And I doubt that we even reach the 500 mark. Now, anything's possible, but right now, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's possible. It's possible.
But when I look at my Lakers financially in the position that they are in heading into free agency, they have their starting center, Brook Lopez, whose contract is going to expire. They have a starting shooting guard. His name is Caldwell Pope. His contract is going to expire. And then they pick up two more veteran guys whose contracts are going to expire. So with that, what I'm trying to say is the Lakers have an opportunity to have a big sum of money with this young team to where they are able to go out and sign 2 or 3 free agents in the offseason here. The Los Angeles Lakers run Los Angeles. If you play for the Lakers, they roll out the red carpet for you. You are treated as royalty. And they have a possibility in bringing on some veterans. They still have a young core of players who have been developing nicely this year. And the guys I'm talking about is rookie Kyle Kuzman, rookie Lonzo Ball, rookie Josh Hart, and third year player Julius Randle. They still have a great core there of players. So if the Lakers can go out now with that big, large amount of money, which I'm suspecting, if my math is right, they should be somewhere close to $70 million or more, then they can go out, they can really build this team and make a push for the playoffs next year. They can really get this thing turned around. So we would definitely have to see what happens in that situation. So for Los Angeles Lakers, the trade for them puts them at an A-plus standing financially right now. Now, on the other hand, with Cleveland, by dumping their team members, they also picked up some players from Utah, Sacramento, and another team. And of course, they acquired a couple of our players from the Lakers. So now all of a sudden, the sports critics and the media is predicting that Cleveland will be a better team. And I don't understand how they can be a better team. Because first off, you broken up the team that you just had with new guys. Now you're bringing in another core of new guys, and you got to have these guys develop chemistry. Well, for a lot of these teams, there's less than 30 games left for the season. So how in the world are you going to develop chemistry before the playoffs? It's the question I'm asking right now.
It's possible. It's possible.
If it took you 50 something games to try and develop chemistry with the guys that you acquired in the 2017 offseason and you still didn't develop the chemistry, well, duh. How are you going to have chemistry with these guys that you just picked up now in the last week or so? And it's less than 50 something games left, less than 30 games left. I don't see this happening.
It's possible. It's possible.
So for LeBron James, this might be one of the first years that he goes out of the playoffs before the Eastern Conference final or the NBA final. That's what I see happening. So we'll see what happens, but if I'm putting money on it, that's what I'm predicting. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I got a special young lady who's very dynamic, and she's coming on to the microphone, and she's joining me in this interview. She is a fabulous young lady. I met her in the fitness world as I attend one of her gyms, and this fabulous young lady goes by the name of Liz Denzer. So, Liz, how you doing out there?
Hi, Hi, Don. Thanks for having me. I am doing wonderful today. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain at all. And I'm very, very glad that you decided to join me because I know you are a very valuable person that people need to know about.
That is true. I mean, I have to tell you that our product is amazing, so I need to let the whole world know about how awesome we are and give you a little bit of background of where we came from and where I came from. So,
yeah, that's right. So with that being said, Liz, kind of just give us a quick background of who you are and what you're doing.
So I am the manager at Orange Theory Fitness in Alamo Ranch. We're off of 1604 in Culebra. And I've been doing it for about almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in May. And how I found Orange Theory Fitness was through a friend. He came to me and he asked me if I could help him out with his studio. And I've always been fit and healthy and active. And I love the fitness industry and the health industry. So I wanted to jump on this opportunity. So I took a class. And I fell in love. It's an amazing product, so I've been doing it ever since. And it's just something that I'm really passionate about, and I love helping out people who want to better their lives and get healthy.
Awesome. That is very awesome. And, you know, especially when you care about other people and willing to devote the time in trying to make sure that other people are okay and can better themselves and live a better quality of life. So with that, Liz, let's jump off in a little bit deeper here. You said you work for Orange Theory Fitness. And now, what makes that product that you have there, what makes it valuable to people?
So there's many ways I can touch on all of them, but let me explain what the product is first so you guys know. So it's a class setting. So it's not like an open gym where you go and do your own thing. So we really focus on getting you to your goals. So it's a 1 hour workout. It's full body. Okay. Mm-hmm. We focus on training endurance, strength, and power. So you get the whole thing. Okay. Oh. Also, what makes us different from any other gym, any other fitness class studio that you've ever been to is that we track you through science, through your heart rate. So you are wearing a heart rate monitor. So you know exactly what's going on with your body. So you see exactly how many calories you're burning in real time, and you see exactly where your heart rate is at. This way you can't cheat the system. The system can't cheat you. You know exactly what's going on, so you know how to train. So we're hooking you up to a heart rate monitor. Your name's on a TV screen, and you have a coach guiding you throughout the class on how to do each step of the way. So there's no thinking behind it. You're not confused. You're not on your own. You go in and you do what the coach says. So the coaches we have, they're fun, they're amazing, and they're nationally certified. So they have to go through a rigorous training program just to get into Orange Theory Fitness. So it's a really, really unique and effective product. So what I've seen so far is that within 6 weeks is women will lose anywhere from 15 to 25 pounds and men 25 to 35 pounds. And really, since we've been open for almost a year, I've seen everybody change. It's beautiful. It's just seeing people get healthy, seeing people slim down 20, 30, 100 pounds or just get stronger. They get off their meds. I've had many, many stories where people are getting off of their meds. So it's a really beautiful product, and it's fun too. So I definitely suggest that people come and try it.
Yeah, and for those of you that's out there listening, your boy the coach, I know I have attended, I have joined the Orange Theory, and it's been kicking my butt ever since. And it is an intense workout. But what I love about the workout there is just like what Liz is saying, ordinary gym, you know, you have free weights and you have machines where you do your cardio. Well, with this, they have three different portions. You're on the treadmill, just like you will see at a gym, but you're doing different things. You have an incline if you're power walking and you're keeping that incline at interval stages. You're going up higher, then you go back down, then you're going up. And this works your heart rate a little more in that situation. And then there's that famous thing that I love, that old rowing machine. I know some of you who are older may remember these things back in the 70s and the 80s. Well, that rowing machine also can kick your butt because you're going at interval levels. And then there's a section where they have you do body weight exercises. So the whole body is basically getting pounded the whole time. And that's what I love about it. It's something very different and unique in that place. So your boy, the coach, every time I come out of there, I burn anywhere between 850 to 1,000 calories. So I just want to let people out there know it's an excellent workout. Ain't that right, Liz?
Yes, that's true. So because it's interval training, you're still burning calories after you leave. So up to 36 hours after you work out, you're still burning 15 to 20% of the calories. So when you burn 1,000, wow, you're still going to be burning more. It's amazing. And it's from the water rower, and it's from the intervals that we do in the treadmill, and it's from the weight room. You do all of that. So there's one more thing I have to mention, that we're a family, which is what you're not going to get anywhere else. We know every single person's name that walks in there. You build bonds with the members and with the staff. So it's just a really family oriented environment. And that's another reason why I love it. I can tell you every person that walks in that door, and we love every single person, especially Don.
Yeah, right. I mean, it took me about 5 times to go through there before they remembered my name. Just joking.
I knew you the first. Actually, when you walked in, I knew exactly who you were. I remember the first time I met you, I knew, because I had just spoken with you on the phone. So I knew exactly who you were.
Yes, you did. And of course, it was a little help with one of your team members that was like,
it's him. It's him. That's him right there.
That's him.
Right.
That's
right.
True.
He is annoying. Get him out of here.
I know. We love you.
Yes.
It's always a blast having you in the studio.
Yes, it is so fun there. And like I told people, it's something to really try out, because as Liz explained, the whole time you're going to work in there. You're going to work. You're not going to be standing around. You're not going to be sitting around looking around. It's no time to really be talking. And you work as a team. So that's one of the things that I really enjoy that the Orange Theory Fitness brings. So I'm endorsing it. The coach, man, if you're out there, you're looking for something different. And if you're at any age, that's another good thing. You can go
any age.
Yes. That's what I love about it. Well, I mean, you can't be 2 years old and go in there. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say any age. Maybe 18 or 21 and older is where I'm going at. So,
well, it's 14 and up. So it's any age.
Oh.
Well, any age from 14 and up, and any fitness level. So if you just got off the couch and you want to change your life, you go at your own pace. You go, you power walk at 3 miles an hour. Or if you're an athlete, you come in there and you do your own thing as well. Not your own thing, but you go at your own pace.
Right.
So any age from 14 and up, and any fitness level from just off the couch to athlete. So it's all up to you.
Awesome. Very awesome. And Liz, one other thing is, how do people get a hold of you? You know, if they're interested in joining or want to come out and see you, or just want to drop you a line on the email, because some people may be nervous and say, well, let me kind of talk to her first. She may can give me some pointers before I show up in there.
Yeah. So of course you guys can call me at any time. My lovely staff will help you. We're very encouraging. We'll help you reach your fitness goals. Me as well. So don't be afraid to call. Drop us a line, email, Facebook, whatever. But if you're throughout San Antonio, we have 7 area locations. My location is off of 1604 in Culebra. So you can reach us by phone. It's 210-899-0100. You can find us on Facebook, which is Orange Theory Fitness Alamo Ranch, or on Instagram, which is OTF Alamo Ranch. Or just drop by 1604 in Culebra, and we will definitely help you guys out.
Awesome.
And your first class is free, so you can't miss that. You get to come in, try it for free, and see how you like it. So I highly encourage it.
Yes. And Liz's location, that place is booming. A lot of great people attend. So if you're going to come out, make sure you schedule a time to really come out, because everybody loves that class so much that they have a big crowd, and it's constantly growing out there. It's swelling up like a monster. You know, it's just... you know,
and we're growing. We want to spread the love, the Orange Theory Fitness love, to get everyone healthy.
Exactly. So much. So Liz, do you have anything else you'd like to share with the audience out here?
Well, I just want to get you guys to come in and see us and enjoy it. And if you guys have any questions about fitness, about health, anything, we got you. Just let me know.
All right.
And Don's awesome. So we love to have him in. I'm sure you guys love him too. So anytime we can get him in the studio, we enjoy it.
That's right, because I'm going to make everybody laugh and enjoy it. And
every single time.
That's right, because working out, as I tell people, it shouldn't be a thing to where you're, oh, I got to go to the gym today. Working out should be a place like, yay, it's time to go work out. You should want to do it every day. And the only way you do that is by making people comfortable, not making people feel bad because they can't do a certain exercise or a certain motion or they're not quite in shape. It should always be encouraging and a thing that you want that person to come in 3 or 4 times a week or keep doing it. And that's how you improve and that's how you receive results. As Liz mentioned earlier, with the people that are losing weight and dropping the pounds and becoming more healthier, is the gym should be a camaraderie like a family. And that's something that I enjoy with Orange Theory Fitness. So I'm going to keep going over there. And who knows, you might run into me, the coach, because Liz and her staff, they're going to point me out. So I can't hide up in there. So if you never met me, you'll probably see me there at that Alamo Ranch location. So with that, Liz, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join me on my show and spreading the wealth. And I hope to have you back on here in the future.
I would love to. And I will see all of you guys soon. I really appreciate it.
All right. And with that being said, we're going to give Liz a nice round of applause. Now, moving on, I want to talk about, because I'm sure you guys have heard about it earlier this week, former NFL quarterback Johnny Manziel, who was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. He was drafted back in 2014 from Texas A&M University, where he did have a great college career. I will give him that. He won the Heisman Trophy his freshman year. And of course, he only spent 2 years in the NFL because he was drinking and partying and doing all these other things. He pretty much thought he was untouchable.
I can do what I want. I'm above the law, you fools.
Well, I have something special for you. I'm going to play a little bit of this interview he did with Good Morning America. It's out of the city of Houston, and the video is on YouTube. You can go and Google it. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I'm going to play most of it. I'm going to be providing some commentary in there along the way. And also, once the video is done, I'm going to definitely go all in on my comments and what I think about his whole situation and what he's trying to do, which is make a comeback to the NFL. So sit tight and here we go with the interview that starts off with Johnny Manziel speaking first. Here it is.
You don't understand when people come up to us like, what I'm doing. And I didn't really feel that until my mom said that, and she just broke down. She was crying, and I saw the trickle-down effects of what I was doing in my daily life that were meaningless and pointless and selfish.
Johnny Manziel's life, from field to club to courtroom, has been on full display since November 10th, 2012.
Manziel takes off again.
That's the day the legend of Johnny Football was born.
Manziel on his feet.
An exciting, wildly talented, yet undersized quarterback at Texas A&M.
Johnny Manziel.
Who went on to become the first freshman to ever win the Heisman Trophy. He was a first-round draft pick of the Cleveland Browns. But his off-the-field issues eventually led the team to cut him in 2016, and Johnny Football hasn't played football since.
Watching other guys that are doing what I want to be doing, and I'm sitting on the couch being a loser.
Manziel admits there's no one to blame but him. Run-ins with the law, a domestic assault charge that was dismissed in November after he agreed to attend an anger management course, and his well-documented partying and drinking.
I had a sense of entitlement about what I had accomplished at the age that I had accomplished it, and I got so ingrained in only caring about what Johnny wanted. Even when I thought I was doing what I wanted, I was miserable.
Manziel eventually entered rehab in 2015. He says he's had time to reflect, mature, and clean up. He got engaged to his girlfriend, Bree Tiasi. He's been working out, trying to convince a pro team to take a chance on him, and he's launched his own line of apparel.
Is the goal of this comeback to get back into the NFL ultimately?
That's the end goal, 100%.
You have to tell me, are you still drinking?
No.
Not drinking at all.
I'm not, because here's the way I look at it.
Okay, when the gentleman asked him this question in the video, his eyes started blinking, and as you can hear in the audio, he started stuttering. Okay, so I just wanted to make that clear. Let's keep going.
Going back throughout the last couple years of my life, I was self-medicating with alcohol. Like, it's what I thought was making me happy and helped me get out of that depression to a point of where I felt like I had some sense of happiness. But at the end of the day, when you're left staring at the ceiling by yourself and you're back in that depression and back in that hole, that dark hole of sitting in a room by yourself, being super depressed, thinking about all the mistakes you've made in your life, what did that get me? Where did that get me except out of the NFL? Where did that get me disgraced? And I went a solid 5 months until I really fell back into like a little bit of a depression where I didn't drink, I didn't do anything, but still, you know, I was going to therapy. And the difference that I know this year is I started taking a look at my mental health a little bit and making it a priority in my life, and Bree making it a priority in my life, to where I'm taking medication for bipolar and I'm working to try and make sure that I don't fall back into any type of depression, because I know where that leads me and I know how slippery of a slope that is for me.
So now Johnny Manziel has named two mental diseases, bipolar and depression. Back to the interview.
You're speaking very openly about things right now in your life that maybe you wouldn't have before. And you said you're taking medication now, bipolar. When were you diagnosed with that?
About a year ago, sometime around like June or July, I went to a facility in California. At the end of the day, I can't help that my wires are a little bit differently crossed than yours. I can't help my mental makeup of the way that I was created.
Say what?
Why is he saying it in this way? In my opinion, it sounds like he's starting to go to the excuse side of the house. Back to the interview.
But I know that if I stay on these meds and I continue to do what I'm doing right now, I think My dad, I think my mom, I think Bree would all agree that they've seen a drastic change. Now, the question that you asked was, is that sustainable and will that be the case moving forward? I would like to sit here and say yes, and I have a lot of confidence that that would be the case. But at the end of the day, it's to be seen. I'm still moving forward. I'm still doing the little meticulous things that I have to do on a daily basis to try and keep this right over anything else is what means the most to me. So the main thing to me is not physical health, it's mental.
Part of that process is keeping friends and family around, and Manziel can always come home to Texas A&M, where people still line up for hours just to meet him.
Stupid people everywhere.
That was just for Texas A&M. I'm joking. Back to the interview.
I'm coming back from a huge downfall to try and make, I don't know what kind of comeback it'll be, but I know that I want to get back on a football field and do what brought me so much joy in my life and makes me happy doing as my job.
That's the end of the interview he had with one of the Good Morning America reporters. Now, let me get started and give my points in this. First off, Johnny Manziel's family is worth over $50 million as his great-grandfather, but back in the day, did some oil drilling, and now they own a natural gas and an oil company, or have shares in that company. So he was born as a rich kid is where I'm going at.
Richie Rich.
And his parents still collect a check to this very day. And they are also in other ventures such as real estate and other small businesses that they own. So he's not starving for anything. The second point I want to make with this is that Johnny Manziel, he did get drafted in the NFL, as I said earlier, and when he was drafted, he received a signing bonus that was worth almost $6 million. And he counted, before he walked out the door, he counted almost $8 million in his hand at one time. Now, I know there's taxes and other things. Plus, he had endorsements with Nike, McDonald's, Nissan, just to name a couple. There were a few more other companies that paid him some endorsement money. There you go. Now, the point that I'm getting to, and the reason why I mention this, is because this kid was handed a silver spoon with a platter. Let me say that again. He was handed a silver spoon with a platter to eat. He's not only did he grow up rich and whatever his parents have is going to be passed down to him as the next generation with money, but he was also talented enough, or at least people thought he was talented enough, to go into the NFL and receive money there before he was let go. He also received endorsements. So this kid was three times rich over. Three times he hit the jackpot. Where most people do not even hit the jackpot at all in their lifetime. Now, because he was put out of the NFL, because he was partying, he was drinking, he wasn't showing up at football camps. I'm sure some of you may have heard when he was in college at Texas A&M, he attended the Manning brothers. Eli Manning and Peyton Manning had a quarterback camp. He was supposed to be there. He never attended because he was too drunk and out partying and high on drugs. This doesn't sound like a person that is bipolar. This sounds like a person who is privileged and has had a privileged life, because there are people out there who are bipolar and they are not privileged. And I feel very, very bad for them, because bipolar is something that's really serious. And for this kid to take his time and fix his mouth to go on national television and say he is bipolar, that's crazy. What it is he was not used to being told no, or of somebody telling him that he wasn't good enough. Whereas people who don't have the money, who don't have the privilege from their parents, they're being told no every day. They're being told that they're not good enough. They're being told that they will never make it. And this is what kind of irked me when I saw this video. So that's why I'm going in 212 degrees. I'm trying to make a little steam here. But this is the thing. He's trying to use this as an excuse to get back into the NFL. Instead of him just going out and saying, hey, look, I'm sorry. I messed up. I was young. I was dumb. I was stupid. I thought I knew everything. I thought I could do anything I wanted to and get away from it, because I come from a privileged family. My dad can pay off the alumni at Texas A&M to look past my faults. My dad could pay off the cops who let me go when my girlfriend that I hit repeatedly in the face and in the head, and I didn't have to serve jail time for that incident. Whereas a lot of people would have served time. This is what Johnny Manziel needs to be saying. This is what he needs to be doing, is asking for an apology for his behavior that he full and well know what he was doing. Not trying to make an excuse that, oh, I was depressed or I had bipolar disorder. No, you had privilege and you was not used to being told no. That is it with that. And that's my two cents of the whole thing. So with this situation, if I was the NFL commissioner and I saw this interview and what Johnny Manziel was saying, and I know what background Johnny Manziel comes from, I would not let him back in the NFL. If I was an owner, I would not allow Johnny Manziel to come try out with my team, because the time he screws up, he is not going to be a man and take full responsibility. And you're hearing it from me, the coach, and I don't care who doesn't like it. The kid had talent to play football and he abused it because he comes from a privileged background. That's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm sticking with. And that's my point. So moving on, now it is time for the Jackie's new fitness tip of the week. Hello, Jackie. Are you there?
Hello. This is DJ Jackie Jet bringing you a new fitness tip of the week. And the new fitness tip is use alkaline water to hydrate your body. so that this way you get the most hydration possible per gulp.
Awesome. So yes. Alkaline water. So for those, you know, for those people that are out there, they're probably like, alkaline water, what is that?
Well, it's water that is not acidic. So you can always test your own water. There's actually several YouTube videos that show a few science experiments where people have taken their testing strips, or say their hot tub or swimming pool, and they put it in bottled water from various sources. And what they find is that the water, when the water is very acidic, it is not beneficial to the body because it actually helps you to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And it also can feed cancer cells. So the idea is to have a neutral pH in your body, meaning that you don't have a lot of excess sugars and chemicals going through there, making it acidic, but the water is very important in what you're drinking. So you want to make sure that you're testing your water. You want to find out if it's actually being sourced from, you know, a reputable company.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great ones out there. And also you want to, you know, see what you're drinking regularly now and have that tested. And then when you find out which one you, you know, which one of the waters are most pH neutral for you, then you're going to want to be using that on a regular basis. It's really important, especially if you've been playing sports. You want to hydrate with something healthy for yourself, and alkaline water is that for you.
Right, right. Now, and also with that, Jackie, if you don't, I know some places may sell it. I think I've seen it in Sprouts where they claim one of the brands of waters that they sell is alkaline. But mm-hmm. homemade wise, as you kind of mentioned earlier, you could also do things like add lemon into your water. You could add a little bit of baking soda and things in that nature to kind of alkaline it a little bit. Cucumbers is another good thing that you can add into your water to kind of give you a more of an alkaline taste or feel with that. Is that correct?
Exactly, Coach. And that's what you want to do, is you want to be using things like lemon and cucumbers because they can help to reduce the acidity of the water. So yeah, I would definitely want to, you know, make sure though that you clean off the skins
mm-hmm.
if you're going to throw cucumbers or lemons in there, because sometimes if they're not organic, they can still have pesticides stuck on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that you're cleaning anything that you're leaving in the water versus just squeezing in lemon, for example.
Exactly. For those of you out there now, again, this is a disclaimer. We're not exactly saying you should do this, but as Jackie alluded to earlier, you can watch a YouTube video and you can also consult with a health physician or your doctor about that if you need that, you know, if your body is being acidic. And the word I want to use is not really a disease, but one of the health problems out there, to know that your body is probably acidic could be if you're having like acid reflux, because a lot of people might eat things that has tomato sauce or tomato paste based in it. And also if you're eating a lot of red meat, that can also give you that little reflux that you may have like at the top of your chest or in the back of your throat. You have that burning sensation. So hopefully things like this can help coincide. Of course, you may want to cut down on the red meat or the paste, tomatoes and stuff like that that you're eating. But at the same time, as Jackie said, you know, you could be careful in that and make sure that if you're adding lemons and cucumbers, you skin them a little bit and put them into the water, and make sure you wash your fruits and vegetables. Also try to wash it as much as you can, you know.
Definitely. Anything with a pH above a 7 is alkaline, and anything below is 7 is acidic when you go to test your water. So if you are starting to get curious and want to see what your water is, those is the, that's the number. The magic number 7 there will let you know if you're in range. And then if you're driving around, the 2 reported ones, I believe, are Fiji water mm-hmm. and Evian water.
Okay.
And no, I'm not sponsored or endorsed by them, but when they do the alkaline test on various brands of water, those 2 have been more consistently shown to be alkaline versus acidic.
Yes.
So definitely ask your doctor about any questions you may have, if you're on medications or anything like that. But definitely a neutral pH balance is something that we all should strive for. So we should, you know, avoid eating a lot of processed sugars, a lot of processed carbohydrates, white flour, white sugar kind of products. We definitely want to limit those and eat more foods that promote neutral pH in our body, which would be more of your fruits and vegetables, just like you said, Coach.
That's right. Now, I don't want to see nobody walking around with a hamburger in their water jug. I don't want to see that. Or some chicken nuggets floating around. You better not have that or a piece of cake. I want to see you, you know, again, try this. And there are videos out there on YouTube. YouTube is a great source. I want everybody to know that. Besides watching some ratchet fighting or somebody arguing over a parking space or anything in that nature, use that as a source in things, just like if you would use it to build something or troubleshoot something with your car or you're fixing something at your house. You can also use YouTube and help. And there are some people on there, I don't know how credentialed they are or if they're telling the truth, but it's a great source that if you want to find out how can you make your own homemade alkaline water, or if you want to just buy it, as Jackie said, there's a couple of brands out there. There may even be more depending on if you're going to a healthy food store such as Sprouts or Whole Foods or Natural Grocers or something in that nature. But it's just a tip to help you and try to, you know, we want you to better yourself. Also, another thing that I was hearing about, and I tried it, I know it helps me a lot because I drink like a gallon of water, is apple cider vinegar also can help neutralize your water.
Definitely. That's another. You know, with you know, everything in life, balance is important. So, you know, we don't want to have too alkaline of a diet and always just doing alkaline water. And we don't want a diet that's really acidic. We want to go for neutral. We want to go for natural. We want to go for normal. We don't want to be extreme with anything, of course. But, yeah, definitely ideally using things that are natural, like the Bragg's apple cider vinegar can be very beneficial as well, especially if you've had a lot of treats. Because you know what's coming up is the big Valentine.
Uh-oh.
All those treats that they get in our bellies and affect our gut. So we definitely want to make sure that we balance our treats with our alkaline foods and water.
But I don't have a Valentine's. Is there something I could do about that?
You can celebrate Love Day with anybody, so, you know, your friends, your family, and that's the thing is you're celebrating love, not necessarily
okay,
that kind of.
Okay, now I'm getting depressed because
I don't even have family here.
All right, go adopt a pet. You'll find your feline soulmate.
The people in the Petco place is like,
oh my God, who is this guy walking over here towards the pets?
And it is Mr. Michael Pet to just love on. I have my 2 puppies.
Oh, that's awesome.
They are always happy to see me, which is always exciting. Not everybody is always happy to see me.
Hey, I know how that goes. Hey, that's me. I'm like Darth Vader all the time, walking around.
Exactly. But yep, so that is the new fitness tip of the week. I still hope everybody stays healthy and happy and hydrated.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Jackie.
It's always fun, Cole. Thank you so much.
All right. And you have a great day. We're going to move on.
All right. You have a good one.
All right. That was the wonderful Jackie of Jackie New Fitness giving us the fitness tip of the week. And on the other hand, as this show goes on, you know, I'm trying to get everyone active again. And I know you're probably thinking, well, is fitness really a sport? Yes, it is. It is a sport. But is it just a small conglomerate, just like bowling and other sports out there? Even though fitness is a big thing and it basically stands alone, but it is also considered under a sports category. And I want everybody out there to take care of yourself, because it's not only just physically working out and eating right, but you need to also take care of yourself mentally and emotionally. You know, make sure you're thinking positive, write down some positive affirmations, repeat them to yourself, and just smile sometimes, because smiling can go a long way in helping you. You don't want to walk around and be frustrated and stressed out all the time. And I know times get stressful. It's stressful for all of us. But understand, bad times don't last forever, but good people always do. So just remember that. And also, what I want to say here towards the end, I would like to thank everyone that's out there that support me, that's getting the word out. I would like to thank my cousin up in Waco, Texas, Anthony Burns Sr. I see you, man. Thank you so much, because without you, dog, I wouldn't be doing this. I would have just left this alone a long time ago. But thanks for your motivation and encouragement. I'd also like to thank his older brother, Robert Glenn. I'll probably be having him come on at a future show. I know he's very busy being a football coach at all. I would also like to thank the staff there at the Star, 810 AM, Myron Wade, Miss Mary Kay, and also Nick, for giving me the opportunity to broadcast on your radio station. I really appreciate that. With that being said, I'm about to get out of here. Thank you again for tuning in to the D2 Sports Show. I've been your wonderful host, the Coach. And you guys, enjoy your weekend and enjoy your week. I'll see you at the same time, same day, same place. Take care.